Okay, we're in Maseches Brachos. We're on the bottom of Lamed Gimel in the base. We kind of breezed through this, but I'd like to see it one more time. The Lahalacha, the issue of repeating words or psukim. We're up to the words modim, meshaskenu. So a person who repeats modim, so we silence him. So one of the three things that are mentioned in this Mishnah, which is in the middle of Lamed Gimel in the base, that if a person in the middle of Tefillah says certain things, such as acknowledges the greatness of kindness Hashem has for birds, Kansipur, or he acknowledges that for the good I'll recognize Hashem, or modim modim, we silence it. So the question is, what exactly does that mean, modim modim? Does that mean repeating words, sentences? So on this one, we're asked the question. Omer Abzeira, Kol Omer Shema Shema, Kol Omer Modim Modim Dam. In the event that a person says modim, we know that the Mishnah says you have to stop them. The question is, how about other parts of the tefillah? So it says if you repeat the Shema, Banalam and Gimel Beis, it's comparable to saying modim twice. In other words, we would silence a person who says the Shema more than once. Obviously, we say the Shema more than once in a day, but it means one after the other, as we'll see la halacha. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. You're telling me that we'll silence him, which is obviously quite severe and serious, that we're going to stop this person in the middle of his davening. Hakari Shema, Bekofla, if a person says the Shema and repeats it, Harzim Megun. It's considered to be repulsive or disgusting and something wrong. Megunahu Dehavi. We say it's not nice. Meshasuki lo Meshaskinim. We're not going to go so far as to be practical to stop him. So it's a question.
What about somebody says Shema, repeats in the Shema Nesser, and is saying Kedusha, and they repeat the Shema Yisrael?
We're going to see that also. That's a question. We're going to see that not in the Gemara, but in other Mepharshim, we're going to ask that question. Okay. But at least the Gemara, we have the question, when do we silence the person? And when do we say that we're not going to silence them, but at least it's not proper? Obviously, either way, it's not proper. Repeating anything is not proper, according to the Gemara. But sometimes it's so bad that we have to stop the person from doing it. So Gemara says like this, Okasha. Ha, de'omer milsa milsa b'taniwa. Ha, de'omer psuka psuka b'taniwa. One is the situation where he repeats words, or he says word, and then he says it again. And one is when he says a pasuk b'taniwa, and he repeats it. So the problem is the Gemara doesn't really define which one is worse than the other. So we'll see that in a moment. We did ran through this, but let's just again.
Well, let me ask you a question. Go ahead. Let's say you say a word and you say it wrong, which happens. Mispronounce it.
Right.
You go back and say it right. Is that considered maguna, or is it trying to tell the right, say the right word? You know.
It sounds like it would not be maguna if you didn't do it properly.
Especially then, both good day people or right. The whole, you know.
I'm not sure if what the Gemara is now going to ask is what kind is maybe is the same question you're asking, or you can probably make a difference. You can say there's a distinction. So let's see this piece of Gemara, and then we'll discuss this at greater length, including Rashi, Tosfos, and other Mefarshim. So Amar Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, "Dilma mikor luchibin daite, lebusof chibin daite." How do we know for sure that this person is doing something so bad by repeating words of psukim? Maybe he just didn't have kavan the first time, or maybe he didn't say it properly the first time. In general, I don't know if that's the same question. To think about it. So Amalei, Gemara says, "Chavrusa klapi shmai miika, ika is it?" That this person is a chavrusa, is like a friend or a partner, klapi shmaya toward Hashem. Iloich even daite mikara. If he didn't have kavan on the onset, machinim lei b'merzapta the nafcha the mechavin daite. We will hit him with, believing corporal punishment, hitting him with this instrument from a blacksmith, right? And we'll hit him over the head with it until he finally has kavan. So, obviously, this doesn't mean we're going to literally do it. But the point is, wake this guy up, shake him up. You're supposed to have kavana the first time. You think you can just say words? So, if we begin looking at the Rashi going out of order, the top Rashi in Lamed Aleph, Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya, says, Minhag Shenoihig Adam B'Chaveroi. The way that you conduct yourself with your friends, which means sometimes you'll say things you don't mean, or you may be insulting. Yeah. So, Yenahig Eitzel Hamakoi. That's how you speak to Hashem. V'lo yizahir b'tefilah, so you're not going to be careful with your tefillah, right? So, obviously, the way we conduct ourselves when we're talking to Hashem has to be different than the way we conduct ourselves talking to our friends. Where we are also, we have to conduct ourselves differently when we're in a shul.
Are we talking about Shliach Tzibur or even individual?
It doesn't seem to distinguish it so much. I mean, Rashi, in the Mishnah, on the previous Amud, when it says Ha'omer, it says B'tfilasa. That's all Rashi says. What does that mean? Apparently that's excluding...
How does it relate to the Moed that we learned because of our Sashats?
We're going to have to see that as well. Again, that's another question that the Mefar should deal with. The question again is, when it means repeating words or sentences, does it mean repeating things that we say? Because we do repeat. We say the Shema many times.
We say
that. That Tosis is explicit in the Talmud. That's correct. First of all, when it comes to anything which was instituted as part of a tefillah, of course we have to ask why do we repeat. But if it's something which was specifically instituted as part of our tefillah, then there could possibly not be any mistakes. The whole issue, with one of the issues, is that Mixi Kishter Shuyo. So it looks like there's two deities. So if we're all davening together, and it's already instituted by Chazal, or Rashi's Gedolah, specific tefillahs. Right. Right. There's obviously a reason why it's done that way, but regardless, the point is that the fact that it was instituted in our tefillah, no one could say, oh, it looks like we're davening to seven gods, to two gods, because we're all doing it, and we know that it was instituted for a reason. We may not know the reason, but it was obviously done specifically for a reason. So perhaps based on that, the same thing with Modin. It doesn't answer the question of why certain things are repeated, but the fact that it is instituted and placed in our Shemon Esrei, or placed in different parts of our tefillah, that in itself will cause a person not to make the mistake, to think that we're davening Kishnei Rishuyos, to two gods, because obviously we're not, because it was part of our Siddur. Everyone does it, and we all believe Hashem Echad. So it's the fact that we repeat it, we have to understand why it's repeated. But we would never question, we would never think that it's because we're doing something wrong. So we look in the top Tosfos, and this may address your question, the top Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Aleph. Omer modim modim mishaskenos, so Yerushalmi, how did the tema betzibor of a biyochid tachnunim heim? At least according to the Yerushalmi, he says that, and this is an asterisk which is going all the way back to our previous Amud, that's why it says in the brackets on the left side, Shaykh Wadaf Lamed Gimel Mabez, for whatever reason there's no Tosfos on the previous Amud, but they put it over here, that quotes the Yerushalmi that says that the whole issue of silencing someone is when we're dealing with a minion. When you're apparently B'tzibor, B'tzibor, again, what does B'tzibor mean? Does that mean the Shliach Tzibor? Or does that mean you're together with many, many people? Avol Yochid Tachanunim Him. If you're davening by yourself, it's not an issue repeating, because it's supplication. Maybe there's a certain pasuk that calls to you, and therefore you want to repeat it, because it resonates well with you, and therefore it's not necessarily mean that you're trying to daven to many gods.
Why should Tzibor mean many?
The question is, when you say Yochid, the way I'm translating it is B'Yochid means by yourself. But if you're alone, then it's obvious. What does it mean, Mishaskinu? So who could silence you? Obviously, if there's no one else around, unless you want to say Mishaskinu, you have to silence yourself. You shouldn't do it. Simple reading meaning is probably is B'Yochid means you are in a minyan, and you're not leading the davening. And Tzibor, perhaps, probably the simple reading is Shliach Tzibor. That's probably what it means. And so B'Yachid means that if you're in a minyan but you hear someone else repeating a word, it's possible that that's Tachanunim. He's not representing the shul. He has his own cheshbonos of why he's repeating that pasuk. We don't know the reason. We shouldn't jump to conclusions and assume it's Kishter Rishuyos. He's davening to many gods because he has a certain kavana, whatever it may be. But Shliach Tzibor is representing the Tzibor. Again, this is how to perhaps read this Tosfos. That is a bigger issue, because since he's representing the Tzibor, what right does he have to repeat words or sentences, except for it gives the impression that maybe he is davening to more than one god. Perhaps that's how you read that Tosfos. We look on the previous Amud, Rashi. Rashi discusses Milsa Milsa V'Taniwa. Kolt, very last Rashi. So, what is worse, repeating words or repeating sentences? So Rashi says like this: Kol teva v'teva chayiz v'shenu meguna habi. Any person who says a word and then repeats it, that's considered to be meguna. Shesuki l'mashaskin emay. But we're not going to silence this person. The fact that you say the word in a sentence a few extra times, but you don't say an entire thought or an entire sentence, we're not going to silence him. She'en ze daima l'mekabel shtei malchios. It doesn't look like you're accepting upon yourself two malchios, two kings. Ella, rather, it only seems limus leitzitz. You're leitz, you're a scoffer, you're joking around. It seems like you're making a mockery of the davening. So it's maguna, it's disgusting, because it's something which is so holy, it's bruma sh'olam, such an important thing, and you're making a mockery of it by repeating words. So, but no one's going to think that you're davening kishtei reshuyos. Omer pasuk shalim, but if you said it in an entire sentence, bitanila, and then you repeat that entire sentence, why would you do that? The fact that you're repeating the sentence, Mishaskina, we're going to silence you. The Mitzvah Kishur Shus, that was really bad. That looks like you're actually davening to two gods, God forbid, Chas V'Shalom, and therefore, we silence him. So according to Rashi, repeating psukim is worse. Repeating a word is not as bad. Okay? So if we look in Tosfos over here, on, of course, Lamed Aleph Aleph, the second Tosfos, Omer Psukim Suka Yukafel. So Perish Bekunchus, which is Rashi, because Rashi used to be a notebook before it was put into the into the Gemara. So Perish Bekunchus with Rashi's explanation, Shaskin also, we silence the person when, so that's the Dibur HaMatchil of Tosfos, when Sukkim are repeated, then you silence them. The Mitzvah Ka'isabeis with Shuyos, because that's what looks really bad. Okay. The Bahag, according to the Bahag, as well as the Rabbi Chananel, Mefarish, he says, Ivcha, it's the opposite. Psuka, psuka, emish askinen oso. If you repeat sentences, then we do not silence him. Even maguna habi, it's not good, it doesn't look nice. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion is, according to Tosfos, brought down in Tosfos, that it's worse to repeat a word. Repeating a word, that's when we silence it. Repeating a pasuk, it's not so bad. We feel doesn't look so nice, but we're not going to silence the person. So we have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, if you will. Achloshen a Gemara lo mashma. If you look at the Gemara, it's not so clear that that's the pshat. Kaperish ve'oisim bnei adam shemim beizu gimel pa'amim shema Yisrael b'yom kippurim. There are those that say shema Yisrael numerous times on Yom Kippur. Mishaskinen osam leperish Rashi. According to Rashi, we should silence them. However, according to Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, negunim miyahavi, doesn't look nice. Oshema ein lochus rak kishikor kriyishma vanosim. So he says that we're talking about Shema and Modim, which is really only the two things he mentions in the Gemara. Apparently, everything else is not as much of an issue. The whole issue is when you say the Shema in its proper time. Mekabel of Omalchus Shemaim. You want to be Mekabel of Omalchus Shemaim in the proper time in the first 3 hours of the day. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, if there's Shema is said middle of the day or different parts of the tefillah, that's not an issue. The whole issue is saying it at a time when you are being mekabel ol malchus shemayim.
Friday night, when you say the Shema,
right?
That's for learning. You have to have in mind,
right?
It's not the right time,
right? Exactly.
When you say the Shema again. The question is, though, when you say the Shema again in the right time,
yes.
Let's assume today it's 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, you're eating. You say Shema. Then you say Kriya Shema again. You say the Shema and then Kriya Shema again, or you say the Shema in time of the Kriya Shema, you say the whole Shema, are you Yotze with saying the Shema for mine?
If you said within the proper Zman, and you said
it.
Go ahead, one more time.
Evening.
Yes.
Evening,
go ahead.
We repeat the Shema
right. To
be in the proper time. Some people say, you repeat it, when you say the Shema, say the whole thing. Kriya Shema.
You talk about Kriya Shema on me,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that right or wrong?
There's a machlokas. The very first Tosfos in the Sechta discusses whether you have to say it one paragraph or three. One, you would say it's better to do three.
So that would be good, say you. That's what that was saying, this question.
Yeah, we really hold you should try to repeat the whole thing.
No, but I answer by just saying the three paragraphs once, the Kriya Shema, and not saying the Kriya Shema at whole at one time, and then saying Kriya Shema again later.
Are you Yotze by saying just the first paragraph?
No.
You said the first three paragraphs in Marv, not at the proper time.
So that was for learning the Torah, right? We have in mind that's learning the Torah.
And then later
now,
on?
It gets dark.
Right.
And it's 9 o'clock, you finished eating. Okay? Should you say the whole Kriya Shema then? Or, when you say Kriya Shema Lamita, you say it once at Kriya Shema Lamita.
So all three paragraphs.
All three paragraphs, yes, right.
So the very last line in the very first Tosos in Beis Amud Aleph says, and it's a long Tosos, but the last line he says is at least according to Tosos, Mishikor Krishma Mitaso. If you say Krishma Amita, Shein Lavarich, Vigam in Sarach Likros El Parsh Rishona. He says you only have to say the first paragraph, and that's in general.
Yeah,
he's talking about.
Normal.
Yeah, but it's brought down, and it's specifically in the time when a person didn't say the Shema in the proper time,
right.
Whether
you
or not you've
say,
been
you
Yotze.
So I'm supposed to say you would be Yotze,
yeah.
Just in the first paragraph.
Right. Yeah. And it's a lengthy Tosis, but that's basically what he discusses.
So
for
the answer
reason.
Is, if you say one parasha at Kriya Shema,
so
I'm asking it from a different angle of what we're saying here. You're not supposed to be repeating,
right.
Correct?
So
I want to ask you, if you say the whole Shema, we have a minhag that before benching, not to forget,
right.
You say Shema.
Right.
Table,
yes.
Then we bench. Now if you say it that way, it's not, are you repeating too much?
I hear
you. Or should you just say one parasha of the Yotze Kriya Shema, or say all three parasha Yotze Kriya Shema?
It is better to say all three. It's better to say all three paragraphs, even though their opinions say one is enough. But that's not
Lachatila.
At Kriya
Shema? Huh. And not say before Kriya Shema.
It's better. Yeah. It's,
you understand my question? No.
I thought you were asking because if you can fulfill your mitzvah with one paragraph, so by you doing more, is it not repeating words?
That's not the question, though.
Okay.
The question is if I'm Yotze Kriya Shema,
yes.
I want to be Yotze Kriya Shema and Bismana.
Right.
So, I finish eating, and I say Kriya Shema.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm going to say the first parsha, or for Kriya Shema Lamita, or should you not say it, I'm going for the thing here that
says, eating
is not a good thing.
Right. I hear what you're saying. So, still, Kriya Shema Lamita is a separate thing, in general. That, really, you can ask the question anytime. Can you ever... How could you ever say Kriya Shema Lamita if you already said Kriya Shema by Maariv? You fulfilled the mitzvah.
Right.
So how could you say Kriya Shema again?
Okay.
In general,
right.
The whole question is on Kriya Shema Lamita. How could you say the Shema again?
Right.
So, I mean, that's, you know, your question is also because you're saying Shema like a third time at night, if you will. But Kriya Shema Lamita is, and we're actually going to, in the Lahalacha, discuss this Kriya Shema Lamita. But, clearly, there's a distinction between you're fulfilling the mitzvah for the saying of the Shema, and there's a separate inyan, or whatever the reason is, of Kriya Shema Lamita. So therefore, right, it doesn't look like you're saying the Shema twice.
Right. Okay.
So it's not an issue. Also, it's not being done at exactly the same moment.
Right.
So therefore, again, it's a separate. If you separate it somehow, then it no longer looks like you're davening to.
Okay.
So that's okay. So let's conclude this Tosos and quickly see these halachos very quickly. Tosos continues and says as follows: Mikol makom tov shaloymer ach mash oimrim Hashem hu elokim zayin pa'amim. Says you should only say, apparently Shema we only say once by Ne'ilah, but when it comes to we say Baruch Hashem three times, Hashem hu elokim we say it seven times. Don't say it more than that. And you should. Why are we allowed to say it at all? He says, "V'yom Rabbi Kenegad Zayin Rikiyim Mishavkin LeBayre Shehudar LeMal Mizayin." So he said that when it comes to the Aseres Mitzvah, which Hashem is close to ourselves, we have the opportunity to do tshuva more than any other time. We can always do tshuva, but even then, when Hashem's close, so by Ne'ilah, Hashem, so to speak, goes back to the very top of all the seven heavens, and therefore every time. We say Hashem Elohim, Hashem is going away from us and going up toward the upper heavens. Of course, at a Ruchnius level, it's hard to understand. But nonetheless, that's why we say it seven times, connected to Zayin Rikiyim. So that's a minute kosher. That's fine. But gam matzinu bekar shtei pa'amim Hashem hu Elokim gam be'Eliyahu. We find other times that it's repeated in the psukim, and therefore we have the right to repeat it as well. Okay. So let's look at this sheet. It's just one page. Okay. So we look in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, Siman Samach Aleph, Sittes, says as follows. Also, loymer Shema Shtei Pa'amim. You're not allowed to say the Shema twice. Bein Shekoifel HaTevel Shemer Shema Shema, Bein Shekoifel HaPasuk Risha. It doesn't make a difference if you repeat the words or you say the entire Pasuk. So, Lahalacha, we don't make any distinction between the two. Either way, it's wrong. You're not allowed to repeat words or psukim. So we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Shema Shtei Pa'amim, Mishum Denira Ki'ilu Mekabel Shtei Rishiyos Chas Hashem. Looks like you're damning to two gods. Imel Kibein Mikara. And that's the question that the Gemara asks. What if you didn't have Kavanah the first time? Yasabi Yikra Belachash. You can repeat it, but do it quietly. So this way no one else hears you repeating the Shema. Vim Leika Shayman. Let's say there's no one around. If you have a mutter, you can say it out loud because who's going to stop you? Now, well, in keeping me kara, if you had kavanah the first time and you just want to repeat the Shema for whatever reason, that pasuk, afil belachash aser, you're not allowed to say the Shema a second time. Veslichos mutalim Shema b'chol pa'am shemer v'yavor. Some say, some have different minhagim that they recite the Shema every time the yigim umidos are recited. The kivon shemasik harbi benatayim, and this is like the key over here. Since there's a separation of time, you can say the Shema many times, just as long as there's a few minutes between each time you say it. He says a little bit further in the Taz that writes gam kinchim mantin ezizman bein hakriya rishon lishniya shari. That if you have a separation of time between the two, it's not an issue. The ein mishadkinoso el inkin kari beis pamim ritzufim has to be consecutive to one after the other. You keep saying the sentence again and again and again. You feel maguna namil habi. It's not even maguna. It's not an issue at all. Bein shekoyfel, if you repeat words, but yevid bekfilas apasuk yotzeh. If you do repeat a pasuk, you still fulfill the mitzvah of the Shema. Kfilas tevo sarch iyan. When it comes to repeating words, that you have to look more in depth in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says on the left side, which I underlined, no question, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, as we quoted the Tosfos, the kfilos pasuk rak maguna habi, that repeating a pasuk is maguna, according to Rashi, who says that we silence a person who repeats psukim, gamkin mistabra diyatza, man probably also according to Rashi fulfilled your obligation, dehaloi al amiri shona lo havios. You didn't do anything wrong the first time. Even though you shouldn't have repeated the pasuk, Rashi feels that it's wrong that you repeated the pasuk. You silenced the person. But the reality is, after you said the first pasuk, you've already fulfilled your obligation. So now that you made a mistake by repeating it, it shouldn't take away from the first time you said it. See Sif Yud. Kishikari Krishma al mitaso. When a person says Krishma al mita, mutalikros kol parsha, you can say the whole parsha, velasa vikrosa. And you can actually continue to say the Shema over and over again. Some people are cautious not to do so. So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, al mitasa mashma davka al mitasa. The whole issue is Krishma al mita. Kedei, that perhaps that there's this heter that you're allowed to do it. Kedei, lishtakeya b'sheina. Mitot Krishma mishum shmira. In order to be able to sleep properly and that Hashem will protect you. So some people are meticulous to say the Shema so close so that immediately afterwards sleep will overtake them. And therefore, if, let's say you can't fall asleep and you want that Shmira, so instead of counting sheep, you repeat the Shema. And therefore, that's not an issue. even though it seems to be against what our Gemara is saying. So not only is there no problem of saying Kriya Shema Amida in general, even though we already said the Shema, you could even repeat it over and over again.
Say you're alone.
Maybe.
You're
what? You have roommates. I hear what he's saying. There's no minion. But to even repeat an entire paragraph, other times you're not allowed to do so. Ve'almitaso gam kein ein mutter el im kein karya parsha bo pasuk rishon bovad. Interesting. The Vilna Gaon says that if you want to repeat, you shouldn't just repeat the pasuk of the Shema. It's necessary for you to repeat the entire first paragraph. So you can continue to repeat the entire first paragraph. So it's almost, again, like the Shema, which apparently means that one sentence, that is separated between the paragraph, and therefore you can say it again. So just very briefly to conclude, and almost, with one question, numerous kehilos have the minhag repeating, not necessarily psukim, that we don't necessarily find so often, but words are often repeated. And certainly to repeat Hashem's name, that is an issue. The question is, according to this Gemara, it seems to be problematic in general. So, according to, forget about Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel would be a major issue. Because Rabbeinu Hananel says that we silence the person for repeating words. So let's say for a moment that we paskin like the opinion of Rashi. And the issue is not that we silence the person, but the issue is we should say it's meguna. It's not correct. So in that case, how come, why are we allowed to repeat words? So again, first of all, according to, we have to understand that the fact that it's being done in a shul, where everyone is doing it, and there's some tunes that are universal, that V'ne'emar, Farleinu, everyone knows these tunes. So perhaps we could imagine, even to explain a Rabbeinu Hananel, the whole issue is because K'nichseh K'shtei Rishuyos. Looks like there's two gods. So no one will think that you repeating a word is K'nichseh K'shtei Rishuyos, because that's something which every shul does. And therefore, perhaps the whole issue is, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, is removed. According to Rashi, still, Rashi says it's L'misloitzetz. You look like a leitz. You're scoffing. You're making a mockery of the davening. But perhaps, but by including, incorporating in the davening, which has certain tunes, you may need to repeat a word. You're not making a mockery of the davening. You're enhancing and beautifying the davening. So this is how some people understand. The way that Rashi learns, the issue of repeating words is L'misloitzetz. It's your elates. You're fooling around. You're making a mockery of the davening. But we're not making a mockery of the davening. By repeating a word is not making a mockery of the davening. It is a way to enhance it. By sometimes a tune doesn't fit unless you have to repeat a word here or there. So therefore, by not repeating it, almost doesn't sound as nice. So by repeating words, this is a way that it's not an issue. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Beferish, that, you know, brings down that perhaps it's not the best thing to do, but the Torah Tamima says that if a person does repeat words, it's not an issue at all. So again, halacha, you'll find many shuls that are machbid based on what we've learned not to repeat words, but certainly there are heterim, and perhaps saying that it's a good thing to enhance the dominant to repeat words. And the other question which we have to think about is that the Gemara really is only referring to Shema Esrei and the Shema. Other parts of davening clearly, at least according to this Gemara, doesn't bring down that it's as much of an issue. So when it comes to, let's say, Vayhi ben Soa, when psukim are repeated there, seemingly it's not as much of an issue as the Shema and the Shema.
That's right. Stop here.